The Youth Hour, for the youth, by the youth, on 91.3 FM Stereo.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you have just joined us, this is Youth Hour with myself, Yasmina Peterson. And like I said, we are going to be focusing on a Nasheed group and also focusing on the Discover Islam Nasheed event that will be taking place soon, inshallah. And with that said, I am joined in studio by beautiful ladies. Assalamu alaikum to you. Before we go any further into the Nasheed group as to what is going to be happening and when this Nasheed event is going to be taking place, I would like to have all of you introduce yourselves. So whichever one can go first.
Amira Martin, and I'm 20.
Okay, Amira Martin.
Munira Isaacs, and I'm 16.
Yes.
Mushiko Isaacs, and I'm 18.
Okay.
I'm Zainab Smith, and I'm 17.
Okay, so which group are do you part form of? What is the group's name?
Halawa to Sururo.
Okay, for how long have you been, you know, in existence?
We've been 7 months in existence.
Now. 7 months? Yes. Wow, alhamdulillah. Have you, during the 7 months, have you been performing, not only looking at the Discover Islam Nasheed event, but also looking at other events, Nasheed events?
Yes, we did functions. Mm-hmm. A lot of functions, and we still have functions now.
So how did it all come about as to forming the group? How did the idea come about?
It started with my brother. He was in a Nasheed group, and then my sister also, she was in a primary school Nasheed group, and then we just thought of making our own group rather than being in different groups. So Halawa to Sururo came about.
Okay, sure. And from your point of view, how did it all come about? Is this something in which were you all friends before the time? How did the group really form?
No. Sisters. There's two sets of sisters.
Okay.
So it was me and my sister Azra that started. And then my mommy works at the school. So there's a mu'alim, that's two daughters could sing. So that's where Munira and Mushfika came in.
Ah.
And then afterwards we started recruiting girls. Or like on Facebook we'd advertise that we need girls for a Nasheed group, and that's how the girls started coming.
Okay, now I want you to take me back to the very first time that you actually did an event as a group. A Nasheed event, yes.
That was in Ottery.
Okay.
It was a
small competition.
A small competition, yeah.
Okay, and what was the experience like? What was the vibe like? Because, I mean, it was your first time, so how did it really feel?
We were so nervous. Very nervous. And then it just, like, after we started singing, it went away and we got used to it after time. We're still a bit nervous, when we have to perform in function.
Okay, really a bit nervous. Mm. Now, from all of you, I think I skipped one. And I... So, if you can introduce yourself to us.
My name is Azra Morton, and I'm
12
years old.
12 years old, Azra. So, now, you are still in school, right? So, how does the practice really coincide with, you know, school work, seeing that exams is also now underway?
We practice on weekends.
You practice on weekends. The times that it is it like long hours, dedication and all of those?
Like two hours. 2 hours we practice on a Saturday or a Sunday.
On a Saturday or a Sunday. Mm. So it is just like, you can say like the five of you for the
group. We rotate houses. Like 1 week we'll be in Bulkaf at Zainab's house, 1 week in Sari State or at our house in Mitchell's Plain.
Okay, now looking back, you have been in existence now for 7 months. Mm. Looking back, is it something which you want to expand or something which you want to grow further?
I'd like our group to grow. There's weddings coming up now, so it's breaking away. Like, if we, like, okay, I'll say I'm getting married. So after marriage, I'll break away because there's a lot of stuff, like, you have to put your mind on other stuff now, and but I'll still be there for the group. And there's another one getting married.
This is so sweet.
But like as we leave, we'll start getting new girls in, so the group doesn't just end there.
It doesn't just fade away. Now, with the group, there must be any positivities, any difficulties that you have inquired?
Ooh, with girls, there's always.
Really, take us through that.
We always have altercations, but we get over it with sisters, because me and my sister's always arguing, and Munira and Shrika is always arguing. But we get over it. And
you do.
We say our say, we don't hold back, and we chat about it, so we'll get over it. Even if you feel cross, you will get over it.
Okay, so now to each negative, there is a positive. Any positive events from your side?
podcast.
Where you really felt, I'm really satisfied about this. This is really going to work. Or this event was great. Something like that.
Our arguments bring us closer. And I don't know what to say. I just love this group.
Okay, so you have been speaking most of the time.
Yes, I have.
And I wanted then some focus into the other girls, though. From your point of view, from your side, what really made you choose, or what really made you decide that you wanted to be part of this group, or an Ashid group?
There's
no need to be nervous. Really no need to be nervous.
I always like Nasheeds. I always used to do Nasheeds alone.
Would you say it was a hobby of yours?
Yes.
A hobby.
And then I found Amira found me.
Oh yeah.
She found me. I'm only 3 months in.
Really?
Yes.
How did it really happen though, Amira?
I was supposed to go into another group.
There was a group that wanted her.
Okay, now was it something in which you actually heard her voice and you thought she can be beneficial to our group?
I got a message, I think, on Facebook, and she recommended Zainab because Zainab would have been in the group. Oh. And then she recommended Zainab, and I got Zainab's number, and then I started chatting to her. And then I got voice notes, and she sounded very nice.
Okay, and Zainab, how did you feel when you were approached by Amira?
I was shocked because I didn't know who she was. I was like, what?
You never thought that it would really materialize, like this hobby of yours.
I always did it alone, like for IT's, big, like ladies maulud. I used to nasheed alone. People used to ask me to do alone. But when I saw a group for the first time, I did want to be in a group. And then Amira found me.
Okay. Now, Amira, you did say that you have been recruiting girls and you are going to be getting married, and this another one is also going to be married. But now, are you open to new voices?
Yes.
For those who are maybe interested, how can they go about entering
or being part of the group? They can look at our page on Facebook. It's our name, Halawa Tusururo.
Yes.
But if you search Sweet Harmony, you'll get it much easier.
Is there any criteria, Amira, from your side?
Must just be able to sing nicely. And like if you have experience in nasheed, or like we're even looking for a drummer. If you can drum, you're most welcome to come.
Interesting. Is there perhaps an email address where they can send through the request?
They can take my email address.
You can go with Amira with your email.
Martin Amira, Martin, AA.
Yes.
MIRAH.
Mm-hmm.
10.
Yes.
@gmail.com.
And any contact numbers?
078.
Yes.
594.
Yes.
67.
Yes.
64.
Okay.
Or 07444.
07444.
211-62. That's Muniba Martin.
Okay, and this is for Muniba Martin.
Mm.
Okay, so you say that even if it is a drummer and the criteria, they must just be able to have a good voice, you say.
Yeah.
In ending or in closing, anything in which you want to say to those listening in at the moment? You are so shy.
There's nothing I'd like to say. It's just that we need new girls and anyone's welcome to come and try out.
Okay,
because we have girls coming tomorrow. So exciting. Six girls that would like to join. So we will be having auditions. We're still have auditions.
Okay, so just in ending off, Amira, this is something which, you know, really crossed my mind at the moment. When forming this group, was it a challenge for you? Did you ever look at it as a challenge as to, okay, how am I going to get this? Where am I going to get the girls? How am I going to recruit?
It wasn't much
especially
of
doing it
of
at,
a challenge.
You know, at a young age.
Because it started off as my brother was in a group, so we wanted to make all the sisters of that group. We wanted to open our own group. Mm-hmm. And then we had girls, but they left also. And then it was easy. It was easy getting girls.
Alhamdulillah. Shukran so much to you, Amira, and all the other girls. For now, we turn focus to Safar Samuels, and that is a project coordinator at Discover Islam Center. Assalamu alaikum to you, Safar. How are you this afternoon?
Alhamdulillah, and you, Yasmin?
Alhamdulillah. Shukran so much for really taking time out to speak to us more on this. Now, we all know that the Discover Islam is going to be having an Ashid event. Tell us more about this.
Discover Islam Center, like you know, under the leadership of Maulana Zakaria Philander, founded the annual Anashid competition. It started in 2010. Which we opened to Islamic schools as a youth outreach initiative. Anashid has taken off in the Muslim community, and we introduced the first ever open air theatre show, mm-hmm. which is taking place in Maynardville Park. We also opened it up to independent public groups so that they can also perform and debut. I had a group ask me last night if they could also perform, yes. but unfortunately, because it's a city of Cape Town,
yes.
and we are limited for time, I could only have 6 groups in the show.
Okay, so it's only a maximum of 6 groups.
Maximum of 6 groups. Yeah.
Okay, when will this be taking place?
It will be the 29th of November.
29th November, yes.
It will be from 4 till 7 p.m.
4 till 7 p.m. Is there a cost involved?
Yes, the tickets are 80 rand,
80 rand.
For adults, 40 rand for kids under 12. All kids under 5 enter free.
Okay, so all kids under 5 enter free. For those who want to know further information, is there perhaps a contact number?
Yes, they can contact the office. Yeah. It's 021-696-8375. Mm-hmm. Or they can reach me on my cell, which is 078-130-7924.
So, in closing, like you being the project coordinator, how does it really feel for you, this events, doing this events and all of those type of things?
I would say nerve-wracking. Your stomach is in turmoil because you only want the best, inshallah.
Yes.
With this event, our main aim is to promote a fun, family-orientated afternoon where they can come and relax. It's like a picnic setup. Lounge around, bring your gazebos, your picnic baskets, everything, and then just listen to Al-Nasheed by top a cappella
nice.
Artists in Cape Town.
That's nice. Anything that you want to share to those listening in at the moment from your side so far?
We are accommodating for 600 seats, inshallah, so they can contact the office for tickets. There are still some tickets available. And we hope to see everyone there, inshallah.
Inshallah. Now, with that said, we've heard a bit about the group and we've heard a bit about the event itself. So now we are going to be looking forward to the a cappella here in the studio. You can go ahead first with some nasheeds as to what people can expect, inshallah. Okay.
يمم نحو المدينة ترى الأنوار 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 يمم نحو المدينة ترى الأنوار
يمم نحو المدينة ترى الأنوار
يمم نحو المدينة ترى المدينة ترى الأنوار
قلبي شاشة نوره
الله أكبر حيا ونزوره حيا ونزوره سيدنا النبي شاشة نوره سيدنا النبي شاشة نوره حيا ونزوره حيا ونزوره سيدنا النبي شاشة نوره سيدنا النبي شاشة نوره
إذا عطشنا إذا عطشنا من دير زمزم من دير زمزم من دير زمزم مشروبه
الله أكبر
من دير زمزم مشروبه
الله أكبر الله الله
Wow, that was amazing. Shukran so much to all of you. I must say that is stunning. Really, really stunning. Now, looking forward to this event, inshallah, you are most welcome to contact 021-696-8375. Alternatively, you can contact Safwan 078-130-7924. Lastly, anyone wants to say something before you leave?
I'm excited to work with
Islam. Yes, Safwan, you have been telling me that this is the first time that they have been working with Discover Islam.
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
Interesting. Shukran so much to all of you, and I wish you all of the best. Beautiful, mashallah. Shukran. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.